T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So he's back with more.
The Drive on JFH.
Well, you gotta love any band that has a flute, right? Marshall Tucker Band. Can't you see? That ends the week of music devoted to Mike Furches, our frequent guest. Movie Mike, we call him. Now, that would be a good co-host. Again, I'm not taking a shot at Pastor Mike.
Yeah,
it seems like you kind of are because you brought it up.
How many times do you have to say that?
At least a dozen times since we talked about it.
Again.
No offense, but
here's Mark Jolliffe joining the show. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Thanks for being on with us. We appreciate it. You're our guest for 5 questions, Max. Do we have the 5 questions?
Well, you intro him a little bit.
Yeah, Mark Jolliffe, the new principal at West High School.
Congratulations.
Jeff's former boss at Wilbur Middle School. There you go.
Absolutely.
I hate to call you my boss, though, because I was so low on the totem pole that I pretty much reported to everybody.
Well, I think it was because of my leadership of you, Jeff, that just propelled me into West High School. So I appreciate that.
I can see that.
Now, we find Jeff to be highly irritating on this show. How was he as an employee at Wilbur Middle School? That's the first of my questions.
Absolutely perfect employee. I don't know what you see, Bob. I just don't understand.
This
why,
feels
why
like
every
when I,
day that you just pick at him.
This feels like when I go to parent-teacher interviews, I'm like, well, how's my kid? They're absolutely fantastic. No, seriously. What's going on with my kid?
Yes. Yes. So,
Jeff, go ahead.
Well, I wanted more
Jeff's
about
Jeff's waiting to hear more adulation.
I got a question about
Jeff. You'll hear some more.
You in mourning today, Mark? Your owner of the Broncos passed away. I know he'd been dealing with an illness, but I got to imagine.
Bolin.
Yeah, Pat Bolin. I imagine that's a little bit upsetting.
I've got a little Bronco wear on today in memory of a great owner and one that's had more Super Bowl appearances than losing seasons. So
and likable.
Lucky to have him.
Very likable. That's what I like most about him, is that whenever you heard from him, he just came across as a really good person. So, yeah, our condolences to Broncos Nation today. Duda?
All right, well, obviously you spent some time with Jeff, so the most ridiculous or crazy thing or email that he sent or the craziest thing or ridiculous thing that he did while he was under your tutelage?
Well,
I'm sorry if you have to think through them all.
it took me all of 2 seconds. So he had a few side jobs out there, so covering all kinds of different sports. But, and then his, what is it? I believe his love of Don Henley.
Yes.
I think there was a few sick days that might have showed up that I may have been listening to the show. So, he needs to work on his his excuses a little better of when he was going to miss to attend a concert or two.
Oh, wow. I always wondered about that. Mark Jolliffe, our guest.
The craziest thing I ever did at Wilbur was nobody saw it, but Mr. Scar, Jeff Scar, opened his room for me to watch Game 5 of the American League Championship Series.
Yes.
And everybody was gone by the time that game was over. And let's just say I had to put a few tables and chairs back in order when the Indians won and clinched the spot in the World Series.
Well, of course.
That was fun, though.
Yes.
Mark Jolliffe, our guest. Trying to get dragged down into Indians talk. We're not going to allow that to happen.
Don't allow it.
Tell us about this career move. You're still obviously a principal, but you're moving from middle school to high school. First of all, congratulations. Secondly, how do you approach that? What's the difference, the main difference that you anticipate?
Well, it's kind of funny how my career has taken full circle. I left Wilbur and got into administrative work, which happened to be as an assistant principal at West High School. So, and then principal at Marshall, and then back to principal at Wilbur. So it's kind of cool how then I get to go back to West High School. So that's been that's exciting. And certainly high school is just a bigger beast. You're talking about 175 staff members and certainly more kids. And but a lot of that goes into then your bigger, you know, supervision activities and just throughout the year that you have. And then also just trying to lead a larger building with more people and more pieces.
I'll ask you this because I've worked with, you know, alongside, I don't like to put myself even close to the level of an administrator in the role I was in, but I've seen many principals in action. You are easily the one that was most supportive of teachers. So did you have a mentor in that? And what do you miss most about teaching?
You know, teaching is just, it's different, but it's also a little bit similar because you're leading your classroom. You get a lead. Once you close that door, you're kind of that leader and you're following the vision and what you want from the building. But you get to build relationships a little bit more with the kids at the teaching level. But then you take that to the teacher level, and as well as parents and community, you're able to continue to build those relationships. And hopefully then that you know, can better impact what you're trying to do and how you're trying to move a school forward. So that's, you know, it always goes back to relationships. It's a relational job. And, you know, it's great to be able to go back to West High where I still know some people and know the building. So some of that stuff I don't have to learn. And, you know, that'll help us get off to a good start.
Well, we hope you keep Weston Schartz under control. That's really going to be
a big job.
That's going to be a big job for you. Duda, do you have anything else before we turn the table?
Okay, well, I'll go back to Jeff again because I
enjoy
this.
Ask about your restaurant. Come on.
Okay.
No, ask him about me. I want to know more about me.
No, favorite restaurant in town, favorite thing to eat because it's just my standard go-to. I'm giving Jeff a break on this because I had a really good one.
Ask it.
There are a lot of options because we like to eat out. So, you know, if I was going to do steak and baked potato, it's probably going to be Texas Roadhouse. Just good quality, good price. Then if you're also, though, there's Lagalette's down in Delano. We're close to West High. Turkey sandwich on croissant with a little tomato bisque or a tomato cream soup.
Yep, so I've had it. It's fantastic.
That's good.
Mm.
All right, let's turn the tables, and as we do with five questions, we let our questioner, what would you call
guest?
Mark? Our guest ask us a question. What would it be, Mark?
Well, you know, my question is now that you've seen the leaderboard at the U.S. Open, and I've been watching a little bit this afternoon. You know, one, is some of your top picks still up there? And two, now that you've had a little look, give me your top pick going into Sunday.
Well, I think we've all got our share of guys that are still up in the mix. I think I don't think the depth is quite as good as we'd hope for. But my pick now to win it is Rory McIlroy because he played so well at the Canadian Open, and today he's playing very well again. I just think he's got
dirty.
Some. I hate to say the word, he's got some momentum.
Absolutely,
and he's rolling with it.
No, we can't. That doesn't exist, but he's got it.
Well, that's funny because Brooks Koepka was talking about carrying his momentum into the weekend.
So. Right, every athlete thinks it exists, and that's fine. Brooks Koepka will win. Koepka wins.
I'm sorry, Bob and Duda, but you do have to put up with that. And there is such thing as momentum.
Of course there is, and everybody who's ever competed or lived understands that. You're a two-time city four-ball champ. How often do you get to play golf?
Starting to get playing a little bit more. Just turned 50, so just coming off a city senior championship. So this last weekend at Tallgrass, so that was great.
Oh, good player.
And so
pretty good player. Yes.
Yeah, good player.
How do you feel about closing Clap Park? Which is it's been announced that the plans now are August 2nd to close Clap Park. You have any opinion on that?
Never good closing golf courses, but it's also understood when you got to have players and you got to have a certain amount of rounds. And I know the business side of it, but it's never good when you close down those opportunities, as a city.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you being a good sport and coming on and giving us just a little bit of dirty laundry as it pertains to Jeff. I'm sure you could open up the bin.
Hey, how'd my eighth grade red team do this year? I loved those ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, eighth grade red. Taking care of business.
Love
they were rocking it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Mark Jolliffe, now the principal at West High School. What was the question you were going to ask him pertaining to Jeff that did not asked?
I was going to ask his best quality and worst quality as a teacher. I was curious.
Did Mark even know you were there most of the time?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Obviously, he's like, well, I know he was gone on this day and this day and this day.
I know.
I guess that got
a little blown out of proportion. I only remember taking off to go meet Don Henley, but that was like the next day. I was driving
back.
About
the Eagles? You ever miss a few days when you went to see the Eagles?
I don't know, probably.
Man, I got a bad cough, not going to make it, as you call them from Dallas.
Well, I didn't know you had to give reasons to, if you have days off, you can take them. That's what I thought. I don't know.
No, that's fine.
I've never known a teacher to take a day off unless they were sick. I didn't even know teachers had days off. I mean, this is not to diminish teachers. They deserve much more than they get.
If anybody deserves a day off, though, if they need one, I would say teachers, especially nowadays with the size of classes they have.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I just like to be
so... What, are you trying to win score points?
No, but I got two kids in school, so I have an idea on what they go through. And some of these teachers who have 25, 26 kids in a class, can you imagine every day you need a day off from this and it's only 2 hours?
I need more than a day off.
Exactly.
I just like to be under the radar. You know what I'm saying?
If I go to an Eagles concert, that's really under the radar. I just went to an Eagles concert.
You know, I don't like to tell people where I'm going. Just took a day.
Oh,
sometimes.
So an employer doesn't...
No, I just don't want to be noticed. So it's like, okay, well, Jeff's going to another Eagles concert. I don't need to draw attention to that. I'm just taking a day, man.
Yet every Jason Eady concert you've been to, you wear it out on this show.
Going on Sunday in Texas. Can't wait. McKinney.
See what I mean, dude?
I know, it's ridiculous.
Why would anybody want to go with you to Texas?
I can't go Sunday. I'm going to support League 42
right.
on
Father's
Sunday.
Day. Happy Father's Day Sunday, too, while we're at
it. Yeah, I'm sure that'll be a heartfelt... It's sad what's happening.
He'll send you a selfie from Texas with Jason Eady. Won't that be great?
He'll feel obligated to post something on Facebook Sunday that'll be half.
I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna do it.
Nah.
There you go.
If you're not gonna appreciate it, then no.
Back in a minute. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.